You are listening to the Advisor Solutions Podcast, episode 101. Welcome to the Advisor Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Finley, president of Advisor Solutions. Have you ever watched your favorite TV series or listened to your favorite podcast, and you were listening to an episode or watching an episode, and at the very end, they leave you hanging? And what I mean is, you expected that story to be resolved. You expected the hero to basically save the day, or you expected whatever it was that you were listening to be finished. Well, that's kind of how I feel about last week. You see, last week was the 100th episode. And I wanted to get the best episode topic possible. And so what I did is I sat down and I thought about every kind of topic I could think of. And I thought, it's really not about me. It's about you. And so what I did, I went into my software where I host my podcast. And I downloaded a statistic that showed me the top 10 downloads of the Advisor Solutions podcast. And from there, I decided what I'd do is I'd put together this list, the best of the best podcast episodes countdown. Here's what I didn't know. As I was putting my notes together from the statistics, I realized, you know, I don't really want to talk about each podcast, but instead, I want you to be able to listen to what each podcast is about as I did it in real time. In other words, pull in the clips from each episode. Here's the challenge. Each clip was around 2 minutes. So if you've got 10 podcasts, you've got 20 minutes for a 30-minute podcast. My point is, I decided what I'd do is make this a series, part one, part two, so that you could hear all of these clips and get the most out of that episode. And as I was doing that, I realized this had to be in two different parts. So what you're listening to today is the best of the best countdown, part two. And the reason you're going to want to listen to this is because these downloads were from your peers in 24 different countries. And you might be interested in finding out what they listen to most. So if you're ready to hear the best of the best countdown from 5 to 1, then stick around. So why this topic? Why would you want to know what your peers listen to the most? Well, think of it this way. As I said in the previous podcast, if thousands of advisors and agents in 24 countries, such as Brazil, Russia, Australia, Thailand, India, the United Kingdom, and even in Senegal, in West Africa, just to name a few, are downloading these episodes based on what they're interested in, well, then maybe, just maybe, you might be interested in them too. And that's why I wanted to continue this series and make sure that you could hear what they listen to from Australia to Africa and everywhere in between. And what I've noticed over the years is that it doesn't matter where you are, in what country. If you're a financial advisor, insurance agent, wholesaler, branch manager, or agency manager, you have the same challenges that other people have. And you need solutions. So what we're going to do today is cover three things in this podcast. First, how you can be a part of the Advisor Solutions Podcast. Second, the top 10 best of the best episodes countdown. Starting at number 5, so that you know what episodes to listen to. And third, the next level, so you know what to do when you're ready to succeed. Now, before we jump into those three things that we're going to learn in this podcast, I just want to share with you one last thought. Whether this is your first time listening to the Advisor Solutions Podcast, or you listened to all previous 100 episodes, I just want to thank you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that. And it's my hope that you'll continue to listen each week. So, without further ado, let's jump in to how you can be a part of the Advisor Solutions Podcast. How to be a part of the Advisor Solutions Podcast. So this might be kind of a strange topic to listen to on a podcast of how you can be a part of the podcast. But think of it this way. If you were to sit down and write down 100 different topics, 100 topics of challenges and solutions and different things that happen to you in your business, would you or could you write them all out? Sure, you could write out 10 or 20 or 30 or so on, but could you write out 100? Now, the reason that I bring that up is because my goal, even though I talk about several tools and repeat those tools and where they fit into other parts of the business, my goal is not to repeat the topics. Here's the hard part. I can run out of topics, just like you would. So here's how you could be a part of the Advisor Solutions Podcast. Whether you are in Australia or in Africa or somewhere in between, shoot me an email at dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com and tell me a little bit about what topic you would want to listen to. And what I'm going to do is make a list of these. And I wouldn't be surprised if your topic is one of the episodes. So let's jump into the best of the best podcast episode countdown. The top 10 best of the best episode countdown. So I debated about this, whether or not to tell you the 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6 best downloads are. And I thought to myself, it really wouldn't be fair to you if you haven't listened to the previous podcast. So if you haven't listened to that previous podcast, definitely go back and listen to it. And what we're going to do today is actually not cover all 10, but cover 5. With that said, what I found that was very interesting is these 5, you might think to yourself, well, they're probably just the first 5 episodes. Here's the ironic thing. They're not. In fact, I thought if that were the case, then all I would really have to do is just take the first 10 episodes and talk about those because they've been out in the world the longest. So they had to be the most downloaded. But they weren't. So I think you're going to be surprised as we count down the 5 most downloaded episodes and what they are. Or, on the other hand, you might relate to all 5 of these. I don't know. What I do know is that those episodes can help you to find the solutions you've always wanted. Let's jump into number 5. Number 5. How to Conquer the Fear of Rejection. Episode number 4. So before I looked at the statistics of the top 10 best of the best countdown of the episodes that were based on downloads, I was pretty confident that episode 4, How to Conquer the Fear of Rejection, would be on that top 10. And that's because most people at some time in their career have a fear of rejection. Maybe you can relate to that. Maybe you've had a fear of rejection. If you're a rookie and you're having a hard time picking up the phone, you most likely do have a fear of rejection. If you're a veteran and you have not been prospecting, you most likely have a fear of rejection. It's pretty common. Let's listen into a clip of the podcast of this episode so that you can understand a little bit better why this topic can help you. And see if you can relate to the story that I talk about in this clip. Let's jump in. So why this topic? Why should you learn how to conquer your fear of rejection? Well, because unless you conquer your fear of rejection, you'll always be on some sort of a production plateau. Or worse yet, your business will start to go down because you're not prospecting. And it reminds me of a story of a financial advisor that I worked with years ago. Now, this was when the bear market hit, and we had the bear market for a few years, so I'm kind of dating myself, but it's 20-some years ago. At any rate, what happened was this financial advisor had been in the business for 24 years. And what he did to survive the bear years was he converted his book from mutual funds, mainly mutual funds, to annuities. And I said, well, why are you doing that? And he said, well, I need to survive. And so I'm putting everybody into annuities. And I said, well, are you prospecting? And he said, no, I haven't prospected in 12 years. So here was a guy that had been in the business for 24 years, but stopped prospecting 12 years earlier. And why is that? It's because he had a fear of rejection, and he didn't even know it. And since launching Advisor Solutions in 2004, I've found that the number one challenge that most advisors and agents have is the fear of rejection. And what we need to do, what we're going to do today, is to talk about how to conquer your fear of rejection. And let's face it, most financial advisors and insurance agents and wholesalers and so on take rejection personally. And if you take rejection personally, you're not doing yourself any service. In fact, you're hurting yourself and prospects and maybe even your clients as well. So we're going to go over three things today in this podcast. First, the art of rejection perception, so that you understand the truth about rejection and fully understand what rejection really is. Second, the top 10 ways to conquer the fear of rejection. Any of these ways will help you, but when we put them all together, it's a game changer. And third, becoming rejection proof. It's a four-step process to understand how to desensitize yourself from the fear of rejection. Could you relate to that story? Hopefully you could. So if you have a fear of rejection, you need to listen to episode 4, Conquering the Fear of Rejection. You see, rejection is a learned behavior. You weren't born with it. In fact, when you were born, the doctor didn't pick you up by your ankles and say, I have an advisor, or I'm not interested, and you cried. That's because, well, first off, you didn't, and you wouldn't have cried. In fact, you wouldn't have even known what the doctor was saying. But if you did, you still wouldn't have cried, because rejection is a learned behavior. And in that episode, you're going to understand how you can easily change that behavior. You know, I've had advisor after advisor and agent after agent go through that same challenge of having the fear of rejection, and I've helped them break that fear of rejection. And I can help you too. First things first, listen to that episode, and you'll understand how to do that. Let's go to number 4. Number 4, understanding green light moments, episode number 2. Well, this was a fun podcast to record. I remember it was episode number 2, so I was brand new at writing and recording and editing these podcasts, but it was fun. And let me tell you the story behind the story. You see, I have a masterclass in which we cover one topic for an entire month, and I have around 3 years of topics. And during the week that I was creating episode 2, a couple of years ago, I was coaching around this topic, which I refer to as green light moments. And think of it this way. Picture being in the backseat of your parents' car when you're 2 or maybe 3 years old, and your parents are in the front seat, and they're driving down the road, when you look up and you notice a stoplight, and it's green. You know the color green because you know your colors, but you don't know what green means. Green means go, yellow means yield, and red means stop. Well, think of your business in the same way. You have plenty of things that happen that you basically are getting what I call green light moments. It's a moment that you realize you know exactly what to do, and you know how to do it. And one of the best ways to do this is by a three-step process that I talk about in that episode. It really comes down to when, what, and how. When something happens, you know what to do and how to do it. When something happens, you know what to do and how to do it. Let's listen into the clip of this podcast so you can understand this whole concept a little bit better and why this topic could be a game changer for you. See if you can relate to the story that I tell in this clip. So why this topic? Why green light moments? Because unless you understand when you have a challenge and what the solutions are and how to apply the solutions, you'll continuously have the same challenge over and over again. And I've got to let you in on a little secret. It's a secret that took me years to figure out. But once it did, it changed everything. For any challenge that you've ever gone through, and for any challenge that you're going through right now, and for any challenge that you will go through, know this. There is always, always, always a solution. There's always a solution. And what you're going to learn today is we are going to cover three things in this podcast. First, how to understand green light moments. Because there's a step-by-step process for understanding green light moments. Second, examples of green light moments, so you can see a wide range of them. And third, the solutions formula, so that you can understand how I incorporate green light moments into my coaching practice when I coach advisors and agents. And so let's jump in and talk a little bit about how to understand green light moments. Could you relate to the story? Hopefully you can. If you're looking for a great process to understand when something happens, what to do and how to do it, you need to listen to that episode, episode 2, Understanding Green Light Moments. I give you a number of examples that will help you in your business. In fact, when we spent an entire month talking about specific situations in the case studies, it was fun in group. We would talk about a specific situation, a green light moment, and what to do and how to do it. And the interesting thing about that is when you put it all together in that way, green light moments are just easy. You know, the interesting thing about that is you're doing green light moments all day long and you don't even know it. What I mean is, a lot of times what you're doing is you know exactly what recommendations to give your prospects and clients alike. When they have this challenge, you know what to do and how to do it. Well, I'm doing the same thing except with your entire business. So, if you want help with that, go listen to that podcast. Let's go to number three. Number three, mastering your mindset, episode 3. Well, I'm absolutely not surprised that this topic made it to number 3. And that's because most people are on what I call the emotional roller coaster ride. Here's the challenge. Most people don't even know it. Or if they did know it or realize it, they don't know how to get off the emotional roller coaster ride because they don't have a process for getting off the ride. You see, in episode 3, I'm going to teach you several tools that I use with my clients to help them get off the emotional roller coaster ride. You see, I've never met a very successful advisor, agent, or wholesaler who is at the mercy of a negative mindset. But I have met several advisors, agents, and wholesalers that were on an emotional roller coaster ride, learned how to get off that ride, and had more success than they ever did before. Remember, everything starts between your ears. So let's listen into that clip of that podcast so you understand a little bit better why this topic and the three tools that I teach in this podcast can help you. So why this topic? why should you want to learn about mastering your mindset? Because unless you control your mindset, you're at the mercy of things that are out of your control. Think of it this way. There are plenty of things that are out of your control, the market, the economy, and even clients. But one thing that you can control is how you protect what I call your inner peace. You protect the things that are inside of you, your inner peace, from the things that are outside of you or out of your control. And you do that by mastering your mindset. So what you're going to learn today is we are going to cover three things in this podcast. First, the mind space exercise, so that you have a process for starting your day off right and continuing to have a good day. Second, the 1 minute business coach. It's a tool that I created so that you can manage your emotions all day long. And third, conquering your negative inner dialogue, so that you can conquer any negative thoughts that come up during the day. Think of it this way. Draw a pyramid and split it into three horizontal sections. The section at the bottom is the foundation. That's the mind space exercise, because you focus on starting your day off right and continuing to have a great day. Then, in the middle, the next level is the 1 minute business coach, because that will help you to identify things that are making you emotionally up and emotionally down. You see, you want to reinforce the positive wins and learn from the negative losses. Finally, the upper part of that pyramid at the top is conquering your negative inner dialogue, which will help you at any given time during the day whenever you have negative thoughts. You will also be able to do this over and over and over again. So, let's begin. So hopefully when you listen to that clip, you realize that you don't have those kind of tools, but they could help you. And if you're looking for a great way to manage your emotions on a consistent basis, you're going to want to listen to episode number 3, Mastering Your Mindset. That's one of the most important things that you can do, is just to get your mind right on a consistent basis. And nobody's perfect. We're going to have those negative thoughts. But when you do, if you have a process and tools like I talk about in that episode, it's a game changer. Let's go to number 2. Number 2, mastering the referral process. Case study, episode 27. So this actually did surprise me, and here's what I mean. This is the 4th in a 4-part series that I mentioned when I talked about the 10th most popular episode, which was Mastering the Initial Contact, case study, episode 24. I don't know if you listened to the previous podcast, and hopefully you did, but hopefully you remembered the 4 stages of the pipeline. But if not, here's what they are. Stage 1, the initial contact. Stage 2, the first appointment. Stage 3, the second appointment or closing appointment. And stage 4, referrals. Now, I'm actually a little surprised, because I didn't think that people felt that getting referrals was so important, but it is. You see, everybody wants referrals, but few people know how to ask for referrals, and even less people know how to get referrals. But I teach a process in that episode that's completely different than what most people do. You see, most people use what I call an advisor-centered referral dialogue. And it sounds like this, quote, "Who do you know that I can introduce myself to?" Unquote. You see, that's the wrong way to ask for referrals. Instead, you want to learn the right way, what I call the client-centered referral dialogue. Let's listen into this clip of that episode, so that you can better understand why this topic and what I teach in that podcast can be a game changer if you want referrals. So why this topic? Why do you want to learn how to master the referral process? Because if you don't have a great process, for helping people understand how you can help them by helping somebody they love and care about, you'll always have a clog at this stage in the pipeline. And you'll never get past the production plateau because you're not putting brand new people into the pipeline. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast today, with the understanding of the process that I call the client-centered referral dialogue, you can put a lot of people into the pipeline. In other words, a new way of asking for referrals that's not all about you. It's all about them. And it's all about them helping somebody they love and care about. And this is actually a podcast that's the fourth in a four-part series on unclogging your pipeline. So if you haven't listened to the previous three podcasts, I'd go back and listen to those. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about three things. First, understanding the client-centered referral dialogue so that you know what's possible. Second, the referral case studies so that you can learn from other advisors' mistakes. And third, understanding the effective referral system so that you're ready to put the mastering the referral process into place. So, are you curious about the Advisor Solutions client-centered referral dialogue? If so, you're going to want to go listen to episode 27, Mastering the Referral Process, case study, and apply what you learn. You know, that process itself could be a game changer for you. Here's what I mean. One advisor, and I think I talk about it in that podcast, he learned the process, and get this, he actually got 27 referrals by June 27th, in that 1 month. I remember because it was 27 on the 27th. But that's not the end of the story. He told me he's gotten a lot more than that in 1 month. And I think, but I'm not sure, because I've done so many podcast episodes, that I talk about a team that I've worked with. This team manages $2.2 billion. And we gathered 140 million in about 6 months, I think it was. But get this, that's not even the best part. The best part is they had asked actually 83% of their entire client base for a referral. And get this, they received over 100 referrals. I think it was 103. So basically, every other time that they asked for a referral, they got one. So if you're curious, go listen to that podcast, and I'll teach you how to do it. So let's go to number one, the most downloaded episode of the Advisor Solutions podcast. And the number one most downloaded episode is actually episode number one. Are you coachable? Now, I know what you might be thinking. It's number one because it's episode one. But that's not the case. It's not true because each of the top 10 best of the best episodes, well, they would just be the first 10 episodes. I think it's number one because people wonder if, in fact, they are coachable. In this podcast, I talk about three types of people: the stressor, the dabbler, and the achiever. So what's interesting about this episode is that this episode in and of itself is really about you. It's about understanding yourself. And in that episode, in fact, I think even in that clip, I talk about a little self-awareness test where I ask a few questions as you're listening to the episode to figure out which one are you. Are you the stressor, the dabbler, or the achiever? See, the stressor stresses out about everything, and nothing really changes. And the dabbler actually does what they need to do, but they live by the motto of, it worked so well, I quit doing it. And they also say things like, I know what I need to do, I just need to do it. But the achiever is the one you want to be. The achiever learns what to do, does it, and gets the results. In addition to that, they also continue doing it. and they get to the next level. So let's listen into the number one downloaded episode of the Advisor Solutions Podcast. Episode number one, Are You Coachable? So that you can better understand why this topic and what I cover in it is probably something that you might be asking yourself. Oh, and I have to warn you, this was my first episode, so it might sound a little bit choppy, but let's listen in. So why this topic? Why do you want to know if you're coachable? Or why should you know if you're coachable? Because unless you get additional help, you may always stay on a production plateau. So think of it this way. Your business can only go one of three ways, as you know. It can either go up, down, or on a production plateau. Two out of three are not good, not good at all. In fact, if it's going up, great. I think that's awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep growing your business every year and get to the next level. If it's going down, you might need a coach quickly. And the reason I say that is because it can only keep going down so long before you're out of the business or you're asked to leave. So if it stays on a production plateau, and I get it, the market has gone up. That's great. I know the market's gone up. So your business has probably gone up in the last year. Most people's have. However, if it weren't for the market going up, you got to ask yourself, did I really grow my business? Did I bring in new people, new assets, new accounts? Or was I stagnant? Was I on a production plateau? So what we're going to do today in this first ever Advisor Solutions podcast is talk about three things. First, we're going to talk about who Advisor Solutions is, because you should know who we are. Second, we're going to talk about the five most important questions to determine how coachable you really are. And third, we're going to talk about the three types of coachability clients that I have, or coachability criteria, you could say, so that you know which one you are. And are you coachable? So hopefully, after listening to that clip of episode one, Are You Coachable? You're asking yourself, am I coachable? Maybe you are. Maybe you aren't. But in that episode, like I said before, there is an assessment, and you can listen to it, write down the answers, your answers that is, to see if you are coachable. But really, if you think about all of these episodes and all of the different material that's out there, you have to ask yourself, what's next? How do I get to the next level? Well, that is what we're going to talk about next. The next level. Well, I have to admit, as I admitted last week, it was fun to put these clips together into this podcast. And hopefully, you know the whole top 10 list, the countdown. But if not, like I said before, go back to the previous podcast and listen to the other downloads and the other clips. And hopefully, like I said last week, it gives you an idea of what Advisor Solutions can do for you and how we can help you to get to the next level. But you may have forgotten what we're going to talk about in this podcast because there was so much. And the three things we're going to cover in this podcast were first, how you can be a part of the Advisor Solutions podcast. Check, we did that. And second, the top 10, or in this case, the top 5 best of the best episodes. Check, we did that too. Now what we're going to talk about is the next level, so that you understand what you need to do when you're ready to succeed. Well, last week, I talked about my background, how after 31 years in the industry, as of this recording, and 20 years of coaching advisors, agents, and wholesalers, and writing 2 books and publishing those books, each over 400 pages, have really kind of set the stage for these episodes, these 100 episodes, and how the 100, now 101, episodes of my podcast have hopefully helped you to get a clear understanding of how I can help you get to the next level. So if you want to get to the next level, you can, and here's how. As I mentioned last week, first, click on the follow button right now to make sure that you get these notifications each week when I launch a new podcast every Tuesday. And second, email me right now at dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com. Because I'd love to set up a time to talk to you about your challenges and the solutions. As I said last week, and I'll say it again, it's been my pleasure to do the first 100, and now 101, episodes. And again, it's my goal to not only give you information, but to help you with application so you get real transformation in your business. So, I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to helping you. And I look forward to, hopefully, having you listen to the next episode. Well, thank you for listening to this Advisor Solutions podcast. If you liked what you heard, please be sure to subscribe so you can listen each week. Also, check us out on the web at advisorsolutionsinc.com. And finally, if you like what you heard and you want to know more about the Advisor Solutions group coaching program or the Advisor Solutions individual coaching programs, please email me at dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com. I would be happy to set up a free coaching session if that's what you'd like. Again, that's dan@advisorsolutionsinc.com. Please join us next week as we help advisors and agents build a better business, one solution at a time.